Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever felt lost or unsure about the direction of your life? We all face times of uncertainty and confusion, when we're not sure which way to turn or what steps to take next. But as believers, we have a promise of guidance that can anchor us in every storm. In Exodus chapter 23 verses 20 to 21, God promises to guide and protect His people as they journey towards the promised land. This promise is not just for the Israelites of old. It's a promise that we can claim for ourselves today. In today's message, we'll explore what it means to follow God's guidance in every area of our lives, and how we can trust in Him to lead us towards a future that is filled with hope and promise. As we explore the Word of God today, we shall be looking at the topic, the promise of guidance. Our Bible text is from Exodus chapter 23 verses 20 to 21.
Exodus chapter 23 verses 20 to 21. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Verse 21. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him, he will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him.
God's promise of guidance is something we should hold on to and cherish. In life, we all need direction, especially when we're faced with difficult decisions or challenges. Without guidance, we're bound to make mistakes and end up on the wrong path. But when we have a guide to lead us and show us the way, we can trust that we'll end up exactly where we're supposed to be. In Exodus chapter 23, God promised the Israelite an angel of guidance. Exodus chapter 23 verses 20 to 21 says, "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him, he will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him." God promised the Israelites that he would send an angel ahead of them to guard them and bring them to the place he had prepared. This was a promise of guidance that the Israelites desperately needed, as they were wandering in the wilderness and had no idea where they were going or what lay ahead of them. God's promise to send an angel ahead of them was a tangible reminder of his presence with them. It was a reassurance that no matter what they faced, God was with them and would guide them through every step of their journey. The Bible is full of stories of how God used angels to guide and protect his people. In Genesis chapter 24, we see how an angel guided Abraham's servant to find a wife for Isaac. In Judges chapter 13, an angel appeared to Manoah and his wife, announcing the birth of Samson. In Matthew chapter 2, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, instructing him to flee to Egypt with Mary and Jesus to escape from Herod. This promise of guidance is just as relevant to us today as it was to the Israelites thousands of years ago. We may not have an angel physically leading us, but we have something even better, the Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us and guide us through every moment of our lives. In John chapter 16 verse 13, Jesus said, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." The Holy Spirit is our guide, our counselor, and our comforter. He leads us into all truth and helps us discern the right path to take. When we're faced with difficult decisions, he gives us wisdom and direction. When we're struggling, he gives us strength and peace. And when we're lost, he shows us the way. But just like the Israelites were instructed to pay attention to the angel and listen to what he said, we too must be attentive to the Holy Spirit's leading. We must be willing to listen to his voice and follow his guidance. We can't rebel against him or ignore his prompting, or we'll miss out on the blessings that come from walking in step with him. It's easy to get distracted by the noise and chaos of the world around us. We're bombarded with opinions and advice from every direction, and it can be hard to know what to listen to. But when we tune out the noise and focus on the Holy Spirit's voice, we'll find the direction we need. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21, God promises, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you, saying, 'This is the way. Walk in it.'" God's promise of guidance is not just a nice sentiment or a comforting thought, it's a reality that we can rely on. When we trust in Him and follow His leading, we'll find the peace, joy, and fulfillment that we were created to experience. Another source of guidance that God has given us is the Word of God. Psalm chapter 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The Bible is the written word of God and it contains all the guidance that we need for life and godliness. The Bible is not just a book of rules and regulations, it is a love letter from God to us. It reveals His character, His promises, and His plan for our lives. When we read the Bible, we are not just gaining knowledge, we are encountering the living God. In order to receive the guidance of the Word of God, we need to read it regularly and meditate on it. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to receive His truth. We also need to obey what we read and apply it to our lives. But it's important to remember that God's guidance is not always easy or comfortable. Sometimes He leads us through difficult times or takes us down paths we never would have chosen for ourselves. But we can trust that He has a plan and a purpose for everything He allows in our lives, and that He will never leave us or forsake us. In fact, one of the greatest examples of following God's guidance even when it's difficult can be found in the life of Jesus Himself. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to His Father, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will," Matthew chapter 26 verse 39. Jesus knew that the path He was about to take, the path to the cross, would be excruciatingly painful. But He trusted in His Father's guidance and followed it, even though it meant facing unimaginable suffering. In all areas of our lives, following God's guidance requires us to have faith and trust in Him. We may not always understand His plans or His timing, but we can be sure that He is leading us towards a place of greater blessing and fulfillment. So how do we ensure that we're following God's guidance in different areas of our lives? Let's take a look at a few examples. 1. Career and vocation. When it comes to our careers and vocations, it's important to remember that God has a unique plan and purpose for each of our lives. He may call us to work in a specific field or industry, or to pursue a particular passion or skill. One way to discern God's guidance in this area is to pray for clarity and wisdom. Ask God to reveal His plan for your career or vocation, and be open to the opportunities and doors He may open for you. It's also important to seek wise counsel from others who have experience in your field of interest. Talk to people who work in similar jobs or industries, and ask for their advice and insights. Finally, be willing to take risks and step out of your comfort zone if God calls you to do so. Sometimes following His guidance requires us to take a leap of faith, but we can trust that He will be with us every step of the way. 2. In relationships. When it comes to our relationships, whether romantic, platonic, or familial, God's guidance is essential. He wants us to build healthy, loving relationships that honor Him and bring us joy and fulfillment. One way to seek God's guidance in our relationships is to pray for wisdom and discernment. Ask Him to reveal any red flags or warning signs in a particular relationship, and to guide you towards people who will support and encourage your faith. It's also important to prioritize relationships that align with your values and beliefs. Surround yourself with people who will uplift you and challenge you to grow in your faith, rather than dragging you down or leading you astray. Finally, be willing to let go of relationships that are toxic or harmful. God wants us to experience healthy, life-giving relationships, and sometimes that means saying goodbye to people who are holding us back. 3. In our finances. When it comes to our finances, God's guidance is crucial. He wants us to be good stewards of the resources He has given us, and to use our money in ways that honor Him and further His kingdom. One way to seek God's guidance in our finances is to pray for wisdom and discernment. Ask Him to reveal any areas where you need to adjust your spending or saving habits, and to guide you towards opportunities to give generously to others. It's also important to be disciplined and intentional in our financial decisions. Create a budget and stick to it, and avoid debt and unnecessary expenses whenever possible. Finally, be willing to trust God with your finances. He promises to provide for all of our needs, and when we honor Him with our money, He blesses us in ways we could never imagine. In all areas of our lives, following God's guidance requires us to have faith and trust in Him. We may not always understand His plans or His timing, but we can be sure that He is leading us towards a place of greater blessing and fulfillment. As we continue to seek His guidance and follow His lead, let's remember the words of Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. God's promise of guidance is a gift beyond measure, and when we trust in Him and follow His lead, He will guide us through every challenge and into a place of greater blessing and joy. Let's trust Him today and always. Let's commit to seeking His guidance in every area of our lives, our careers, our relationships, our finances, and beyond. Let's pray for wisdom and discernment, seek wise counsel from others, and be willing to step out in faith when He calls us to do so. As we go today, let us remember that we are not alone. God is with us every step of the way, leading us towards a future that is filled with hope and promise. So let's trust Him today and always, and let His promise of guidance be our anchor in every storm. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for Your promise of guidance in our lives. We ask that You grant us the wisdom and discernment to seek Your guidance in every area of our lives, our careers, our relationships, our finances, and beyond. Help us to trust in You and follow Your lead, even when the path is uncertain or difficult. We pray that You will protect us, provide for us, and guide us towards a place of greater blessing and fulfillment. Thank You for always being with us, leading us towards a future that is filled with hope and promise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 19 and chapter 20. And for the evening, Luke chapter 5 verses 17 to 39. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.